dialect of Wooler, Northumberland. John W. Davidson, a native of Wooler and a farm labourer for 25 years, age 52, recorded in the Black Bull Hotel, Wooler, by Harold Orton and Stanley Ellis on the 20th of September, 1952.
Yes, if you go to the sales, you know, or the likes of old John Henry, Hatton Stins.
Oh, yes.
You see? Uh-huh. He used to go, and, you know, he looked like a lot of drink. And there's one night, he had a pretty pop, and he was going home from here to Hatton Stins. He used to come to the Black Bull. And, of course, he was that type drunk in the...
A part of it.
He found him one.
Go on.
And when he got to the gate, where he had opened the gate to go on the road home, he couldn't get out the pub to open the gate. And the ponies don't back and go back to the Black Bulls. So the next morning, there's an old friend of his, another farmer, got to hear tell the story. And he went up to the plough with Beetle, and he's telling him. So when old John, the new old John will be doing that morning to Bill, you say, they're waiting on him. So here's over the hill, here's old John coming to the tubby, you know, for Bill to throw for drink. So old farmer says, here he's coming, to the landlord. The landlord, they call him Mayor Morton. And when he comes in, Henry, John Henry, and Aaron Morton, the landlord, says to him, well, how are you getting on this morning, Mr. Henry? Oh, all right. He says, you tell me you had a bit bad luck last night. What happened? How do you mean, Mr. Moore? Well, the man, he says, they tell me he got down the way to the gate, but the pony turned back and it got, went back to the Black Bull. And I will tell you that. Jim here, he's as open as a lankyard.
What's a lankyard?
Well, it's what they lead the corn in. One of them with on the wheel of the lank, what they call a lankyard.
Oh, yeah.
With the spars.
Oh, yeah.
And then they put two wheels up the front, you know.
What do you call it?
What they call pearls, uh-huh. For the corn, you see, dynamite to keep the corn off the horse's back,
yeah.
While they're running the corn.
Can you tell us now, when they cut the corn in the old way, with a self-binder, what did you do?
Can
you go right through the process for us and tell us what you
well,
did?
Well, the first of all,
the old way,
before they started to cut a field of corn,
yes.
They used to, two men, or one man used to go away and a woman with what they call the scythe. And he opened the field out, you see. He went round down the hedge and about, you know, the space to let the binder round, you know. Well, the woman, what they call left it, the corn behind him. And what they call bun in a band. She made the bands, star band, you know, and bun the corn in sheaves and put them in the head side. She had what they call a lecho. Thing with two prongs.
A what?
A lecho. With two prongs, and she used to scrape it together and left it to make a sheave on, and get it together and put this star band on it and give her the, put a nut in her and throw her against the hedge. Then if I got all that field opened out, the binder come in. No, they had the binder on the way to get through the gate, you see. And then when they went into the field, these wheels used to take off the binder. And then it went on the big wheel. You had it, the big wheel, the diamond wheel. Well, your pearl was putting in the end, you see. And your two horses is yoked in. Your canvases was putting on. And your canvases, and the results popped down with belts and buckles. And then they started away, and they had what they call the rakes. The things just, it went round to bring the corn forward to the knife, you see. And that's the way they did it, you know what I mean. And then the sheaves, there was all sheaves. What the car tied with a bindle sling.